Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today is Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic this week. And this week we've been talking about pioneer players. We've been talking about the story of Simon the Magician, somebody who tried to take advantage of the very first followers of Jesus, and actually tried to bribe them, to try to buy God's power in some way, if that was possible. And so we take some time every week to pray and reflect about our topic. That's what we're doing today. If you've never prayed before, don't worry. All you do is talk to God. You can do that using words out loud or quietly in your thoughts. I'll give some topics to pray about and leave some silence for you to actually talk to God. But first, we'll have a longer pause just to focus our thoughts on God. Well, let's start by addressing our prayer to God, who gives us a free gift of His love, His grace. It's not something we can buy, not something we can earn, but rather something that God simply gives and offers to all of humanity. That's a pretty incredible thing to thank God for. He didn't have to do it that way. He could have made it very difficult for us and put a really high bar, but instead He's come to us. Well, now in confession, let's confess and apologize for the fact that we do try to use and manipulate God. We so often do try to earn His love, care, His salvation. Even if we know better, we can still slip back into that kind of thinking. And so let's confess those times that we have tried to earn God's love. Well, now let's give thanks that God still loves us and wants to offer us that free gift of grace, even though we are broken, even though we have so much to confess, even beyond what we've confessed today. We'd be hopeless if it wasn't for God's gift of grace, and so let's give thanks for it. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God for His forgiveness. We've repented of those times that we tried to use God to earn God's love. We confessed them a few minutes ago, so now let's ask God to forgive us of that and send us a new direction in life. And let's also pray that others in our lives will be supporting us in that, just like Peter and the apostles were asked to support Simon. So let's pray that others are praying for us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Have a great weekend of rest and community. I'll see you next week as we start talking about pioneer progress. See you then.